Judy. Judy Lazarus grew up in a small town in Oklahoma and has since lived in several states around the nation. During a stint in Austin, Texas, she had dreams of looking out her window and seeing a forest in 6 inches of snow. In 2011, she moved from Austin to Madison to fulfill her dream. While last winter was a disappointment, we hope that this winter has made up for it, Judy. Judy Lazarus.
That's a tornado cloud, my boss said, looking out the glass front of the Dairy Maid in Enid, Oklahoma. No, I don't think, I started to say, as a large bump of the black cloud appeared on its lower surface. Above us, the dark cloud covered the sky where it looked like night, but beneath it, bright light from the setting sun came in horizontally, making the lower sky look like day. This is a picture of the actual tornado. Olive and I watched as the cloud bump became less like a bump and shaped more like the top half of a wine glass with a stem beginning to form. I noticed suddenly an eerie silence. No dogs barked, and no cars moved along Main Street. Olive and Janice, my coworker, and I seemed to be the only humans left on the planet. It felt like the Twilight Zone. The whirling stem stretched further and further down. I knew about tornadoes, having grown up in small towns in Oklahoma. A tornado prediction meant that everyone in the family slept with clothes next to their beds so that they could dress quickly if the siren went off. It always seemed to happen at night. In small towns, everybody had a neighbor with a storm cellar and an invitation to share space. When a siren sounded, we jumped into our clothes and went out to the front yard and saw other neighbors in their front yards out there watching the sky. If the siren went off again with long bursts of noise, it meant that a tornado had been sighted and everyone went to a cellar. Down in the cellar, a tiny underground room, everyone found a place to sit on benches. Someone would light a candle as the cellar owner shut the door. People waited quietly, listening for the roar, which was said to sound like a freight train. After a while, we would hear short bursts of noise from the siren, which meant you can all go back to bed. But now I was 17, working at the Dairy Maid with Janice, who was also 17, and Olive, my boss. We watched as the tornado hit the ground, pulling red dirt up like a sock surrounding it. It glowed red in the bright sunlight and started to move towards us. There were no basements or cellars to go to. Olive said we could go in the walk-in freezer if we had to. Janice said, my house is over there. As the monster tore through her neighborhood only a mile away. Things floated in the sky around the tornado. Why did that, they just seem to float? What were those things? Refrigerators? Cars? Trees? They really appeared to be just floating like helium balloons. We stood silently and watched as it approached, coming in our direction. Amazingly, it turned and headed east for about 6 blocks and fizzled out. Stunned, we continued to stare at the sky, but before we could say, "Oh my God," another tornado formed in the same place and did the exact same thing. After it fizzled out, the sun dropped below the horizon and we were in darkness. Olive turned on the lights as a heavy rain began to fall. Janice left to see if her family was okay. About 30 minutes later, she returned, soaked with rain, and said, "My house is gone." Olive and I stood silently for a moment, looking at Janice, her wet clothes and her wet hair and sad expression. And that's all I remember about that. The next day, people wondered why there was no siren that night. One neighborhood had been shredded. One man had a broken arm. Janice's house had been picked up and put down on the neighbor's house. And everyone was amazed that nobody was killed.